it's time with we say good morning to Dina Diamond. Good morning, Dina Diamond. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Very good this morning.
That's good. How was the concert?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. It was just phenomenal.
And I mean, you managed to get you on time this morning.
Yeah.
That's quite impressive.
No rest for the weary and no time to rest. We want a whole week and a half, 2 weeks before everyone starts going on holiday.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So how did you get to go to the concert? Because apparently there were only two ways that you could get tickets. Did you know that? I didn't know this. Lindy told me this morning.
So, yeah, you could buy them. Mm-hmm. But 70% of those tickets got given away for acts of kindness, for acts of goodness, for activism and campaigning.
So what campaign did you do?
So I've done quite a few, involved in one or two things here and there. But let me just give you quick context, right?
Yes.
So where this all comes from. So this comes from – so the event last night, and for those of you who may not be aware of it, and I was actually shocked how many people were not aware of it. It wasn't.
No.
And most people that I know did not know about it. So it's called the Global Citizen Movement. And what it is, it's a movement started in 2012. And the aim of the movement is to eradicate extreme poverty by the year 2030. And what they have done is they have garnered the support of insane amounts of celebrities. But when I say celebrities, the top echelon of celebrities.
Do they all perform for nothing? Do they waive their fee?
Apparently they do, yes.
That's incredible.
And what they try and encourage is for citizens of countries and of areas and regions, etc., to take initiatives and create activism, and they get rewarded for that activism. And the rewards are these concerts and these events that they put on. And the actual activism and stuff is related to eradicating poverty, hunger, and even they were talking about the schools in South Africa, and as we know, the huge problems in terms of the toilet situation. And
how can it be legal for a school not to have a toilet?
Exactly.
And sanitation.
It's outrageous.
You can't have a school unless they have that.
Okay. And to think about the number, that's a whole nother issue, but won't go there. So the issues that they raise are empowerment of women, safety for children, hunger eradication, education, all of these are like amazing things that need to have focus on and need to be eradicated ultimately in terms of eradicating poverty. So they had the likes of Oprah Winfrey, who is herself an absolute spokesman.
And she just lost her mother a few days ago.
She did, a week and a half ago, and she arrived. She came, and she was amazing. I mean, just to be in the presence of Oprah is phenomenal. And they had... I mean, even Cyril Ramaphosa has turned up. Our president,
really?
He did. He was the surprise. So we knew who else was coming. We knew that Jay-Z and Beyonce would perform, and they were the last act, and they did not disappoint, let me tell you. Usher came on stage. He was amazing. Ed Sheeran blew everyone away.
Yeah, Lindy was saying as
well.
Wow.
He was insane.
Ed Sheeran was amazing.
So, Lindy, were you there?
No, I watched it on, 199?
Yes. No.
And Ed Sheeran.
How good is he?
I can't.
Man.
He's amazing.
But that's why he's Ed Sheeran. You know, when no record company will sign you and you...
Because of your looks.
And you become one of the best-selling artists of all time.
Sure.
You know, it's got to be more than...
Absolutely. And he's outstanding. And not only that, but we watched an interview with him. He's so endearing. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
I mean, all of his artists came out here for free to give their time and to give... And every single one of them had a message of giving back, of creating a better society, of healing the world, of all these wonderful, wonderful concepts. And it was actually linked to Mandela's 100th birthday. So that's what I think also brought out a lot of these artists. A lot of them feel a connection with Madiba. A lot of them had spent a lot of time with him.
He was the global citizen number one.
He was global citizen number one, absolutely. Yeah. So Beyonce spent a lot of time with him. Oprah, I mean, there were just pictures on the screen of all the people that came out. You were talking about Bob Geldof earlier. He was there. I mean,
Sir Bob.
Oh, sorry, Sir Bob. What he only looked like. He's like this 9-year-old rocker.
No, he's never been known
for
his good looks.
Oh, my gosh. That was
I don't mean that. That's a very nasty thing for me to say.
No. We're not judging. And then when Casper, Noves came out, the crowd went insane.
Really?
Do you know who Casper is?
Yeah.
I mean, he is a South African performer. People went mad. In fact, I think potentially were more mad than when Jay-Z and Beyonce came out, because he just got the crowd going and it was fantastic. And then our own Trevor Noah emceed the event, and we love Trevor Noah. So he's great. And Pharrell Williams
is
also
still happy?
Rocked. He was happy. He was rocking that stadium. He was completely, and he was in his shorts and his t-shirt. He was like he just, you know, chilling in his like khaki shorts. But it was so great because he just is who he is. He's also an advocate for change. He was part of that Woolworths campaign in terms of sustainability. So there's also that on sustainability. That was another one of their themes, and recycling and cleaning up the planet. So all
who
this
started
good
this?
Stuff.
Who started this?
The people who actually started this, I didn't even know their names. I mean, they were related to celebs, but they started this in 2011. And I think they just landed up getting global support more and more. Like, you get one celebrity and then another celebrity. And if you look at all the celebrities today and what their global, their push is, they actually, everyone wants to do good. And global celebrity status isn't enough. So Patrice Motsepe Foundation, which is a very important comment to make, is that they sponsored this event. And that, not only that, but I mean, I could be wrong about the amount I heard. But he said he's giving $3 billion to the cause. $3 billion.
I know that they're
fair
aiming
change.
They're aiming to raise $15 billion.
Yes, absolutely. And every single organization that was involved with this event came in, and they actually made a pledge at the event, and they doubled it. So they're all giving money. So how do we?
So just wrapping up.
What
with this global citizen?
What I found absolutely amazing at this is that, so yes, so 70,000 people practically were given tickets to come to this, but they had to do something good, and they had to create some sort of level of upliftment in society to be there. And they all wanted to be there because of the nature of the entertainers and the celebrities that were there. And I mean, from the president to Oprah to any single like person, I mean, it was just unbelievable. And it was just such an amazing crowd at an event. Also, they were all into it. They were partying. They were part of it. And not only that, but they also were giving during that time. So people were pledging money, and they were pledging good things of activism. And what's amazing, so even if they just want to be there for the concert, this has an effect on the entire country, and in fact the entire continent, and ultimately the entire world, that people are standing up, they're doing good, and they're aligning with celebrities who they feel that they connect to and that are doing good, and it makes them want to do good. So even though this was created with the celebrities, it does create change. So it's not just a fad, it's not just something that's random. It has an ultimate goal of really improving the world, and that is ultimately what we want everyone to do.
Fantastic. Absolutely amazing. Dina Diamond, thank you very, very much. Are you going away this year?
I am. Kapstadt. Love Cape Town.
But you back in next week, right?
Yes, I will be here.
Still got you for another 2 weeks.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week, Dina.
Thank you so much.
And keep up the good work.